Welcome back to another episode. Today I have a special guest, Jerome of the Jerome Meadows Experience. He is an English teacher as well, and he speaks very clearly. And today we're going to talk about the latest news of Elon versus Zuck. Who do you think is going to win that battle? Let's get into it. Thanks for listening. Hey, Jerome, how's it going?
Not too bad, Carl. How are you?
All right. So I have an interesting thing that's been coming across my feeds when I'm not doom scrolling, but you know, on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter, I've been seeing that Elon Musk and Zuckerberg are not only having tweet battles, but they're challenging each other for physical battles. Have you seen this news?
I've heard of it very briefly, but I think there's a lot of interest in MMA nowadays. I remember there was a YouTuber, Logan Paul, who moved into MMA, and there was another sort of YouTube comedian called Sam Hyde. So I think a lot of people are solving their battles in the ring now. Definitely, that's a trend.
Yeah, and despite the fact that we have all this modern technology, you know, electric cars, and the metaverse with Zuckerberg, these two guys who are the champions of technology are going back to like the ways of like the Greek and the Romans, and they want to duke it out and battle in a ring, mano y mano. So I don't know. Do you think who would you choose to win if there were such a battle?
That's tough. I mean, Zuckerberg is definitely a lot younger, and I've heard that he's training like Brazilian jiu-jitsu or something at the moment. I don't think he's particularly good, but he's just started. I'd say Elon Musk could catch up with him, but Elon Musk is a lot older as well. Well, how old is Elon now?
Yeah, I just Googled briefly and it said that Elon is 51 and Zuckerberg is like mid-30s, 35 or 37, something like that. So that's quite, okay. That's quite an age difference. I saw in my social media feed, I follow Royce Gracie, who was the first Brazilian to fight in the UFCs way back in the 90s. And he was just a little skinny Brazilian guy fighting guys twice his weight. And he beat them because back then no one knew jiu-jitsu or how to wrestle. So anyways, Royce is standing there with his arms out like this. And behind him, there are three Teslas parked. And then you see a dojo sign. A dojo is where they train jiu-jitsu, right? And he says, Elon Musk. And he @ Elon. And he says, I will train you and prepare you for your fight in the cage. And then he
Dana White. You could do that for free. It's a great way of getting some credibility, you know? It's like being Kylie Jenner's personal trainer. You know, you might do it for free because you're going to get a lot of publicity. So it makes a lot of sense as long as you win.
Yeah. But if he loses, you know, Royce is going to look really bad. But I was impressed that he had three Teslas right behind him. I was like, why would he pose in front of Teslas? I mean, I know these guys make a lot of money and everyone wants a Tesla, but it was pretty ridiculous.
Product placement?
Yeah. The other thing you were talking about, Elon not training before. Well, I did hear or I read that he told Joe Rogan on his podcast that he trained in karate, jiu-jitsu, and other martial arts as a child.
Ah, yeah. But like, because I used to do karate and I did kendo as well and kickboxing when I was a kid in a dojo, Shotokan karate. And, They hand belts out like, you know, participation trophies. You know, if you stick with it long enough, they'll eventually give you a black belt. So it doesn't really mean you have any fighting ability. That's why they sort of color grade all of the different grades. Back in the old days, you had like a white belt. And I think even in black belts was just a white belt that got dirty, essentially. With a long enough time. But children like these sort of incremental increases. They like to go yellow, purple, green, orange, all through the whole rainbow. But I don't think that would... Elon's training 45 years ago would give him much of an edge, I don't think.
Yeah, but I don't know. At the same time, I think that Zuckerberg's jiu-jitsu tournament, it also looked kind of like a bit of a farce. It didn't it looked like they edited the footage to make him look like some champ, even though he is just a white belt and he probably fought some other inexperienced white belt. But it is interesting that they're choosing to battle it out because there are risks, right? If you fight and you're bludgeoning each other in the head or trying to choke someone, there are real risks, right? Like you choke someone unconscious, they might have a stroke or a seizure or maybe a heart attack. And these guys are billionaires with all the money in the world.
I think their brains are quite important considering what they do, no?
Yeah, yeah.
Their biggest assets, yeah. But they are very determined people. And I like it. You don't get to where you are in business without having incredible ambition. So if they can just direct that into martial arts, then they could both be very competent fighters if they just maintain that discipline. And of course, they have the resources to build muscle, get good training as well. So it would be quite interesting. Or it could just be two old men, you know, rolling around in a ring for everyone's amusement. But both would be great. I'd be happy to watch either, you know.
Yeah. I think for my side, I'm in Elon's corner. I have to say, I do respect Zuckerberg. He's not as personable or funny or offensive as Elon, because Zuckerberg is more on the
alien side
and more on the, you know, supports censored media, whereas Elon is the opposite of censorship, and he bought Twitter for how many billion dollars to prevent censorship. So they're kind of polar opposites, where Zuckerberg bans anyone if they say anything a little bit politically incorrect, right? And mm-hmm. Elon says, nope, there are no rules. You can say whatever you want. So it's interesting that they are fundamentally opposed to each other in their ideology in that regards.
Well, that could make the fight more interesting because if you know, they definitely don't need to fight for money. So it could be just a battle of ideologies, which would make it a lot more fun. You know, if they truly believe knocking the other person unconscious, it could be a good match.
yeah. And let's just close this. And I like to think of learning a language as working out. And I think that someone that becomes good in martial arts or business, like you said, you practice the fundamental skills every single day. And so if that's fighting, that means you're going to be doing boxing, wrestling, kicking, and working on your cardio. But they're doing something every single day to train their body in preparation for the fight. So if you were to use this analogy and run with it of language study as preparation for a big event or fight, can you give me an example of how that your teaching is like your Hoist Gracie, you're coaching a student for the match in the ring? What could be the equivalent of a possible fight for your students?
Well, the equivalent of a fight, like a championship, would probably be an exam, I suppose. That would probably be the cleanest analogy. I think like a fighter, you've got to have your eye on a championship. You need to have like a goal. It's quite hard to train if you don't believe in anything. And I think if you're learning a language, you have to have like a core reason. You know, if you want to use Tinder in Japan, or if you want to pass a test to emigrate or something, or get a job. So I think you need a sense of direction. Otherwise, you're just sort of stabbing in the dark.
Okay. Yeah. So I think that having a good Hoist Gracie in your corner or a Jerome helping teach you is important, because a good coach, they don't fight, right? They're not actually the ones in the ring. They're just coaching the students. So the fighter is the one in the end that has to perform under pressure. But having a good coach to help build the students or the fighter's confidence and to motivate them to work hard is very important, I think.
Yeah, maybe that's what we should be focusing on, who their trainers are, more than who the fighters are.
Yeah. So we'll see who's in corner Zuck and who's in corner Elon. All right, Jerome, that was nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you very much,
Carl. See you next time. Ciao.
See you next time. Ciao.